ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 18 दीति वाउस टू किल किंग इंदिरा यस्टरडे वी फिनिश्ड टिल टेक्स्ट 50th टुडे वी हैव टेक्स्ट 51 एंड 52 I'll just read the 51st verse because there is no purport. Nadhauta pada prayata naradra pada udakshira shaita napara nanir nanagnana cha sandeyo. Translation. You should not lie down without having washed both of your feet or without being purified, nor with wet feet or with your head pointed west or north. You should not lie naked or with other women or during the sunrise or sunset. Now we'll study text 52. Please repeat after me. Dhautavasa shuchirnityam Sarva mangala samyuta Puja yet pratarashat prag Gove pranshriyam achyutam Wearing washed cloth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation. Putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items. Before breakfast, one should worship the cows, the Brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport. If one is trained to honor and worship the cows and the Brahmanas, he is actually civilized. The worship of the Supreme Lord is recommended, and the Lord is very fond of cows and Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanne Devaya, Go Brahman Hitaya cha. In other words, a civilization in which there is no respect for the cows and the Brahmanas is condemned. One cannot become spiritually advanced without acquiring the Brahmanical qualifications and giving protection to cows. Cow protection ensures sufficient food prepared with milk, which is needed for advanced civilization. One should not pollute civilization by eating the flesh of cows. A civilization must do something progressive, and then it is an Aryan civilization. Instead of killing the cow to eat flesh, civilized men must prepare various milk products that will enhance the condition of society. If one follows the Brahmanical culture, he will become competent in Krishna consciousness. To start with, first of all, I would like to beg blessings from all the senior devotees. So, this purport, Sri Prabhupada talks here about one should be trained to honor and worship the cows and the Brahmanas. Without that, the civilization is condemned. And there is no spiritual advancement without acquiring Brahmanical qualifications and cow protection. And then Prabhupada says, civilization must do something progressive. That is Aryan civilization. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, he quotes Taittiriya Upanishad, and he describes the five stages, five levels of consciousness, of five stages of Brahman realization. He quotes in from Taittiriya Upanishad, he says, Brahma Pucham Pratishtha. He writes, he explains there are five levels of consciousness, five levels of realization. Annamay, Pranamay, Gyanmay, Vigyanmay, and Anandamay. So Prabhupada writes here that there is a manifestation of Supreme Lord's energy known as Annamay, or dependence upon food for existence. A very materialistic realization of Supreme, Annamay existence, in which the Supreme realization is food, Annamay, just eating. That is the Annamay realization. And then Prabhupada further explains that there is Pranamay. First Prabhupada says, Annamay is a very materialistic realization of Supreme. Then in Pranamay realization, after realizing the Supreme Truth in food, one can realize the Absolute Truth in the living symptoms or life forms. In the living symptoms or life forms. Pranamay. And then further Prabhupada explains, there is Jnanamay realization. Realization extends beyond the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling and willing. Thinking, feeling and willing. And then there is Brahman realization called as Vigyanmay, in which living entities, mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. That is Vigyanmay, is Brahman realization. And after that, Prabhupada says, the next and the supreme stage is Anandamay, or realization of the all blissful nature. Or the five So thus there are five stages of Brahman realization called as Brahma Puccham. Out of these, the first three, Annamay, Pranamay and Jnanamay, involves the field of activity of the living entities on a bodily platform. But transcendental to all these fields is the Supreme Lord or Anandamay realization. So thus Prabhupada explains one of the purposes of Bhagavad Gita, that there are five realizations or five levels of consciousness. In a very gross Annamay, a person is dealing with a very gross matter or a materialistic realization of Supreme. But the whole goal of human life, we see, we read in the scriptures, we read Prabhupada's purport, that how Prabhupada in every purport, he is trying to elevate a living entity's consciousness from a very gross platform, and more he is fine-tuning it and bringing it to higher and higher levels of consciousness. And thus trying to elevate a person to realize his relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead, and come to that Anandamay level of realization, where he experiences the supreme bliss and knowledge in association with Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Radhika Prabhu was yesterday explaining, that every endeavor, there is a goal, there is a process and there is a culture. Right? That's how it is. Goal, process and culture. So here Prabhupada is giving a certain goal. To elevate one's consciousness from the very gross platform of dealing with this mundane energy, this matter, and elevate and fine-tune and understand your supreme relationship, as Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhu. That Sanatan relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Krishna as the only Ishwar, and we as the eternal servants, Sanatana, eternal parts and parcels, and never trying to become Ishwar. Always subservient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His representatives. So thus elevating one's consciousness, we have given this goal. And for this goal to manifest, for us to achieve success in this goal, there is a process and there is a culture. So there is a culture is given. So here Prabhupada is talking in today's purport about one should be trained to develop Brahmanical culture and cow protection. Very important. One should be trained to protect Brahmanical culture and cow protection. Just like, you know, in our this culture word, you know, what is this culture word? Culture means there is some growth, right? We have in our laboratories, we have some culture, we study in our science. And for some culture to take place, something to cultivate, we have to provide proper atmosphere, proper climate, proper all the ingredients should be there, proper requirement should be there, proper temperature should be there, everything has to be maintained nicely, so that a proper growth can take place. Similarly, for us to reach success in our goal, to elevate our consciousness, we have to have a proper culture. So here, time and again, this again and again, in so many different sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, this importance is given of maintaining a proper culture. Similar thing comes in Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter where we see Arjun. He is faced with so many warriors, so many of his relatives, Bhishma Dev, everybody is standing on the other side, and he is considering, should I fight or should I not fight? He is considering the pros and cons of the situation. What will be more beneficial? Now this is very important, that Krishna is there with him, and he knows that Krishna is supreme, Krishna is great. That's why, as we see, he has already selected Krishna when he was given a choice, that whom do you want, his army or supreme personality of Godhead himself as the charioteer. So he made the right choice. He had supreme personality of Godhead on the side. So thus, with that understanding, he comes to the battlefield, that Krishna is there. But now, just for the fact that supreme personality of Godhead Krishna is there, he doesn't stop his intelligence. He thinks, okay, now Krishna is there, just fight and kill anyone. Just be whimsical. He is not whimsical. So Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad, this shows the virtuous qualities of Arjuna as a devotee of the Lord. He is not whimsical, but he considers the pros and cons of the situation, and every moment he is considering whether he is in the right consciousness, is he in the exploitative mentality. Just because Krishna is there, he is taking the advantage of the situation and killing everyone for his own personal sense gratification. So there, when he sees the situation, he considers, he gives a thought. He is not whimsical, he doesn't take it for granted, you know. Just like we see, you know, in our modern world, somebody who is the son of a very rich man, he has all the opulence, all the power is there, everything at his hands, everybody is there to support him, his father can get anything for him. So very rich man, the son is there, generally what happens? Many times it has been seen such people get spoiled. If they are not properly trained, not proper culture is given, they are spoiled. Just on the context that all the power, all the opulence, everything is with them. So naturally the exploitative mentality comes. Let us enjoy, just fulfill the whimsical desires. Just because the opulence, the power, everything is given all the by the big father, so one enjoys. So here, just on the context of Krishna being present, Arjuna is not whimsical. As a pure devotee, he is very much careful not to misuse the opportunities given, not to misuse the opulence given, and very whimsical, not be whimsical, but very carefully consider the pros and cons, and therefore he considers, what will be the consequence if I fight? And there he starts, one of the reasons which he gives why I do not want to fight is, he says, if I fight, all these elders, Bhishma Dev is there, all the elders are there on the battlefield. They will all be killed. They will all die. So, and if all the relatives, all the elderly people will die, if they are not given proper protection, then who will be there to protect the culture? If all the elderly people die, all the religious performances will stop. As we studied in Bhagavad Gita, all the religious performances will be stopped. All the culture will be spoiled. Nobody will be there to protect, to push the right kind of culture, to establish the right kind of principles for the elevation of the whole family, the whole society. And then he says, if there is no religious performances performed, then all the women who are supposed to be engaged in all the religious principles, they will be spoiled. Nobody will be there to take care of them. And as a result, it will promote adultery. And then Arjuna further explains that as a result, what will happen? Varna Sankara, or all the unwanted population, will be produced. Without any culture, without any training. And this all result because of disrespect given to, or because of killing all the elderly generation who is there to protect. And as a result, he says, all the community welfare projects or the plans for the upliftment of the society, which is the goal of Varnashram Dharma, that will be spoiled. So the Arjuna very carefully considers before fighting that one has to be very careful in protecting this culture. It lies great responsibility upon a leader or a devotee of the Lord to maintain that culture which is very, very favorable for the development of Krishna consciousness of the society at large. Similarly, we see in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is a great ruler and a representative of Pandavas, of Arjuna. He is ruling the kingdom now in the absence of Pandavas. And when he is ruling the kingdom, he also takes upon himself the great responsibility. Prabhupada says it is a great responsibility. So in that context, Parikshit Maharaj takes the great responsibility to make sure that agents of Kali do not enter the kingdom and spoil the culture. The culture of cow protection and Brahmanical culture. So Parikshit Maharaj is very careful. Understanding the need of the society, understanding the great responsibility which lies upon him, he is very vigilant at every moment. And therefore he goes out seeing that everything is going as per the expectations of the training which is supposed to be given in his kingdom. And there he finds a low-class Shudra who is dressed as a king, which is supposed to be a protector. He is dressed as a king and attacking the cow and the bull. So he is attacking them. So Parikshit Maharaj really gets very disturbed. He just can't imagine such a thing can happen in my kingdom. So he immediately threatens that low class Shudra who is dressed as a king, in the garb of a king. So Parikshit Maharaj takes great responsibility upon himself and threatens that low class Shudra that how can you do such a thing? How can such a thing be promoted in my kingdom? He takes great responsibility, not that, Prabhupada writes so many, not that like modern so called leaders. Prabhupada says in the modern democratic state, what is happening? A man lower than animal is asking votes for a man lower than animal. So where is the understanding? Where is the leadership? And what is happening? All the animals are being slaughtered. All the innocent animals are taken to the slaughterhouse and being slaughtered. So Parikshit Maharaj takes the great responsibility of even maintaining a very innocent animals. Apparently somebody may say, so insignificant. How does it matter? But Parikshit Maharaj takes the great responsibility of providing that cow protection. So thus we see again and again in different parts of Shastra, scriptures, you know, Bhagavatam, this principle is made very important of the great responsibility of the Aryan civilization to do something progressive and to be very careful that the culture is not spoiled, the culture which is very conducive for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. So this culture of knowledge has to be established. In any society, in any civilization, to progress, to advance, this culture of knowledge has to be very thoroughly established. Lord Krishna talks about culture of knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. In the 13th chapter, it's 20 points of knowledge. He says, Amanitvam adhambitvam ahimsa shantir arjavam acharyopasanam shaucham sthairyam atma vinigraha. And thus in a series of 5 verses he describes the 20 points of knowledge or the culture of knowledge. What is the process of knowledge? So there Prabhupada writes in the purport that in this culture of knowledge, the most important point after these 20 points is Mai Chanena Yogina Bhaktir Avyabhicharini. That is one of the points in that verse. So the most important and the most essential item in this culture of knowledge is process of unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mai chanena yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. And how to practice that? Prabhupada says next important item is acharya pasanam. Following in the footsteps of great acharyas, worshipping a spiritual master and thus taking guidance from him, one has to practice this unalloyed devotional service, this path of unalloyed devotional service. So thus Prabhupada establishes 20 points of knowledge, amanitvam, humility, adambitvam, pridelessness, ahimsa, non-violence, ahimsa, shanti, arjavam, like this, simplicity, all these qualities are being focused there. So one has to cultivate these qualities which are very very conducive for the development of one's Krishna consciousness, and thus one should progress on this path and understand one's constitutional position as a living entity, part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these qualities are mentioned here. Humility. First quality mentioned is humility. So Prabhupada says, this humility is the beginning of knowledge. Very nice point. Humility is the beginning of knowledge. Prabhupada explains there. He explains that when one understands one's insignificance and takes proper shelter of sadhus and shastras, one is properly trained in the principles given by the sadhus and shastras, and just follow it without any contamination or personal motivation, as it is, one advances on this path of spiritual knowledge. Such is the also the case in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, it is explained in his qualities in the 12th chapter of the first canto. Parikshit Maharaj was a great devotee, the unalloyed devotee of the Lord, who was now taking birth from the womb of Uttara. And the word used for him is Mahabhagavat, the great Mahabhagavat. Here the word comes in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Mahabhagavat. So Parikshit Maharaj is told as Mahabhagavat, or the great Vaishnava, or the great devotee of the Lord. And here the word uses Mahabhagavat. Prabhupada says, why he is called Mahabhagavat? Two things. First of all, he was himself an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. And now that unalloyed devotee was supposed to take words from the womb of Uttara. And second thing is, he is called as Mahabhagavat because he is a descendant of Yudhishthir Maharaj. He is a descendant of Pandavas, who are great devotees of the Lord, and Lord, they are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he is called as Mahabhagavat, the great Bhagyavan, who is very, very fortunate, who has got birth in such a dynasty, who has got a link to such a dynasty. And thus, because he has such fortune of being linked to the dynasty of Pandavas, Lord is very merciful to him. Lord is obliged to the dynasty of Pandavas, and therefore he is very, very merciful to Parikshit Maharaj. And because he is very merciful to Parikshit Maharaj, he takes the personal responsibility to protect Parikshit Maharaj at every step of his life. Right in the womb of Uttara, when he is attacked by the Ashwatthama, by the Brahmastra, Lord personally comes to protect the Supreme the Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara. So this verse comes here. So the Brahmanas are saying, about who are calculating the future of Parikshit Maharaj. It says, this spotless son has been restored by the all-powerful and all-pervasive Lord Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, in order to oblige you. So the point made is, this spotless son, who is already a pure devotee of the Lord, he has been saved to oblige you, all of you, Pandavas. He was saved when he was doomed to be destroyed. For this reason, it is said, Tasma namna Vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagvato mahan. For this reason, the child will be known in this world as one who is protected by the personality of Godhead. O most fortunate one, there is no doubt that this child will become a first-class devotee of the Lord and will be qualified with all the good qualities. So this is very important. Two titles have been used for Parikshit Maharaj. Mahabhagavat, as we already discussed, and Vishnurata, or the one who is protected by Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his Lord Vishnu. So such a person who is protected by Lord Vishnu, as the next verse says, for this reason he will be known as one who is protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the first quality mentioned in case of pure devotee, in a person who is a descendant of the pure devotees of the Lord, as is Mahabhagavat, that he is protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there Yudhishthir Maharaj is very worried. What will happen? Whether this king will really come up to the standard of the past saintly kings in our kingdom? Whether he will live like that? What will be his future? They want the astrologers to calculate. What will happen? Whether he will manifest the same saintly qualities of all past kings? So Prabhupada says, that is one of the very important duty of a king. To make sure that there is a heir, there is a person, there is a descendant who is equally qualified to maintain the culture, who is equally qualified to protect the dynasty, to protect the civilization as per the principles of scriptures and saintly instructions. So there he was worried whether Parikshit Maharaj will live up to their expectations. So Prabhupada says that is the one of the very, very important duties of Yudhishthira Maharaj to know that. And then Prabhupada further says that naturally, because Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was the descendant, he was the follower of his ancestors, and he was perfectly following this, their duties, and he was fully walking on the principles given by the previous sadhus and shastras. His kingdom was flourishing, everybody was well protected, And now he is worried about Parikshit Maharaj, but Brahmanas declare that yes, this ruler Parikshit Maharaj, because he has been protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead himself has given protection because of his relationship with all of you. That protection guarantees all kind of good qualities to be manifested in Parikshit Maharaj. So that is very important point. That protection, when a person develops a deep relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fully takes the protection of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He declares his dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the instructions of scriptures and the saintly people, representatives of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He becomes fully qualified with all the saintly qualities to lead the whole world. So because Parikshit Maharaj was protected, he has taken the full protection of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is fully qualified to lead the whole world and protect the whole world from the agents of Kali. And thus establish the culture, that Brahminical culture, that culture of cow protection and everything that is required for the upgradement of the society. Just because he has taken protection of the Supreme Personality. So this is very important. One needs to strongly make that relationship with Supreme Personality and take shelter of Supreme Lord Krishna and his representative. So Parikshit Maharaj had taken shelter just like past saintly kings. And then further, the Brahmanas start predicting that because he is Vishnu Rata, he is Mahabhagavat, because he has taken such shelter, what kind of qualities we are expecting from such a pure devotee? What kind of qualities we are expecting from such a pure devotee? He explains. Here he says, when the Yudhishthira Maharaj inquires, O great souls, will he become as saintly a king and as pious in his very name and famous and glorified as his achievements? So his worry is, will he become as saintly as all the past kings? So then all the learned Brahmanas start declaring, yes, yes, Yudhishthira Maharaj, do not worry. Just because he has taken protection of the great personality of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has developed that deep relationship. And all the time he is absorbed, as the very name says, Parikshit, who is always looking forward to the darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his such genuine deep absorption, like this verse, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana, Sarve Gunas Tatra Samasate Sura. Harav Abhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna, Mano Rathenasati Dhavato Bahi, Yasyasti Bhaktir, one who has developed such unalloyed devotional service, one who has understood the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes his shelter, all the good qualities develop in him. So here Brahmanas are predicting, yes, all the good qualities will develop in him. So what qualities they are saying? Partha Prajavita Sakshad Iksha Vakur Iva Manava. That is the first thing. Prajavita Sakshad. O son of Pritha, this child shall be exactly like King Ikshvaku, son of Manu, in maintaining all those who are born. That is the first quality. Prajavita Sakshad. So Prabhupada writes in the Parpada, what is Praja? Praja means all that is born. Not just his relatives, not just his kingdom, not just human beings, all that is created. Prajapita Sakshat. So he says, Parth Prajavita Sakshat, Ikshvakur Iva Manava. Prajavita means the maintainer of all those who are born. So this is very important quality of the pure devotee mentioned here. Because he is in connection with the supreme maintainer, the supreme protector Krishna, he gets that quality. Or Prabhupada writes, it behooves him, or it is a great responsibility upon him to manifest that shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead for all the praja, for all the living entities, for all that which is born. Being a representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore Prabhupada writes in the purport that here Brahmanas are saying, because this child is given protection by the Vishnu, therefore he automatically gets that ability, that power, that potency to protect all the praja. Not that innocent cows are being slaughtered, all the animals are being killed, and the king is claiming to do all kind of welfare activities. Not like that. Then further he says, and as far as following the Brahmanical principles, especially in being true to his promise, Not that he is full of duplicity and cheating propensity. He will be exactly like Ram, the personality of Godhead, son of Maharaj Dasharatha. So because he has developed that connection with Supreme Personality of Godhead, fully purified by his absorption in Supreme Lord Krishna, what quality is there? First is Prajavita and then follower of the Brahmanical principle. Brahmanaya Satya Sandhascha. And then further he says, this child will be a munificent donor of charity and protector of the surrendered. This is another very wonderful quality. Protector of the surrendered. Any living entity who will surrender to him for protection, he is going to give full protection to him. Now there are two things. Prabhupada is talking, first is he will give protection. To give protection, first of all, there has to be an attitude of protection. So Prabhupada talks here that the Lord is all powerful and true to his word, and he never fails to give protection to his different devotees. The Lord never fails to give protection to his different devotees. Anybody who surrenders, who takes shelter, who declares his dependence on the Lord, who comes in praise in front of the Lord, Lord never fails to give protection. And because Lord is all powerful and such a devotee is in connection with the Lord, he has taken protection from the Lord, what will happen? The king, being the representative of the Lord, must possess, Prabhupada writes, the king, such a representative of the Lord. When somebody claims to be a representative of the Lord, he must possess the attitude of giving protection to the surrendered souls at all risks. So that's a very beautiful point Prabhupada makes. That such a person who is a representative of the Lord must give protection to all surrendered souls at all risk. Such is the protection of a pure devotee of the Lord. And there the comparison is made to Maharaj Shibhi. There how we all know the story that Maharaj Shibhi was glorified as a munificent, giving charities and protector of the surrendered souls. So when to test him, the king of heaven comes in the guise of an eagle. And who comes as pigeon? Agni, fire god. Fire god comes as pigeon. So this eagle wants to devour the pigeon and is running after the pigeon, and pigeon comes and takes shelter of Maharaj Shibhi. And when pigeon takes shelter of Maharaj Shibhi, he says, I am your praja, you are supposed to protect me. So king says, okay, you are protected, nobody can attack you. And then the eagle comes behind. He says, just like you are protecting the pigeon, you are supposed to protect me also. And my food is the flesh of that pigeon. So there we see that Maharaj Shibhi, just to protect that pigeon, comes to this agreement that, okay, you want flesh, I will provide you my flesh. So Prabhupada writes here, the representative of the Lord must possess this attitude of giving protection to the surrendered souls at all risks. Shibhi Maharaj goes out of the way, take all risks, give his own flesh just to satisfy the desire of this eagle, not harming any other living entity. So similarly, Parikshit Maharaj will be endowed with such quality just because he is under the full protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then what else? What does he say? Brahmanas further say, and he will expand the name and fame of his family like Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyant. This is another quality. Expand the name and fame of the family. As a devotee of the Lord, he is going to expand the name and the fame of the family. And every act, every action will be done in such a way. As a leader, he is supposed to act in such a way which behooves or activates everyone to take further shelter of Krishna and not go away from Krishna consciousness. And thus he will perfectly follow in the footsteps of Yudhishthira Maharaj, all the past kings, and be very careful not to contaminate the culture by his own whimsical desires. And thus he will expand the name and fame of the kingdom. That's another quality mentioned here. And then further, the Brahmanas describe, this child who is born, Parikshit Maharaj, will be as strong as a lion and as worthy a shelter like the Himalaya mountains. This is further a very beautiful quality. Just remember, all these qualities are coming just because of his connection with Lord Vishnu, connection with his pure devotees, Pandavas. Such a connection, such a protection, such a dependence is giving him the same potency as Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. What is that? He'll be as strong as a lion. So Prabhupada writes, one is compared to the lion when one is very strong in chasing an enemy. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. Very beautiful. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. And we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada himself. Then how when he was preaching, when it comes to defeating Mayavad, defeating all the atheistic arguments, defeating all the deviations, he was like a lion at the chase. Defeating all the enemy. So somebody may say, my God, this man is too proud the way he talks and the way he speaks. So a mundane man think like that. He was lion at the chase. But when it comes to himself, as we hear of that pastime, that when he was describing the Varnashram, the first class man, second class man, third class and fourth class, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And somebody on the audience, suddenly, naturally, you know, that envious attitude comes out. So who are you? What is your status? They asked Prabhupada. So Prabhupada very humbly said, he said, I am fifth class man. So lion at chase, but lamb at home. So that is, this child will be as strong as a lion. And as worthy a shelter as the Himalaya mountains. Prabhupada says the Himalaya mountains, they're full of so many caves. For spiritualists who want to advance in spiritual life, they take shelter of the caves there. It is also full of so many jewels, minerals, drugs, all kind of herbs are there. It is full of so much spring waters are there. Many good trees are there to give fruits. So either he is a mundane person or a person looking for spiritual advancement. Himalayas are fully worthy of giving shelter. Such will be a pure devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, because he has taken shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will be able to give shelter the way Himalayas mountains. And then he will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. Forbearing like the earth. So Prabhupada writes, the earth, so many, as this Bhagavad Gita writes, you know, Etam drishtim avashtabhya nasht atmano alpabuddhya. This alpabuddhya, this less intelligent man, what do they do? Nasht atmano alpabuddhya, because their intelligence is destroyed. Prabhavanti ugra karmana. They engage in ugra karmana. All the destructible activities. Exploitative mentality takes them to all the destructive nature. So, Prabhupada says there that ugra karmana means they are engaged in all this. Atomic weapons and nuclear weapons and causing all the destruction. And although they are acting against the plans of the Lord, still the earth is very forbearing, earth is very tolerant like a mother and still providing all the necessities in spite of all such destructive activities. So Parikshit Maharaj will be such forbearing that whoever in the praja will be, whoever, irrespective of whoever he is, he will give full protection. We see in case of Yudhishthira Maharaj also, that after the whole battle is over and the whole family is living so peacefully, still he is recognizing Dhritarashtra as the king. The same Dhritarashtra who with the help of all his sons tried to plot, made all kind of plots to kill them, to poison them, to put them to fire, to insult their wife. Yudhishthira Maharaj is a perfect example of the leader, still tolerant, forbearing, and on the other hand very respectful. He is offering that respect. So here we see the effect of culture. He is offering all the respect to the Yudhishthira and still recognize him as the king. Very important quality, the culture. Like that. So then he says, he will forbearing like earth. And then this child, Parikshit Maharaj, will be like grandfather Yudhishthira or Brahma in the equanimity of mind. He will be like Yudhishthira Maharaj or Brahma in the equanimity of mind. So Prabhupada writes a beautiful line here. He says, because Yudhishthira Maharaj is the leader, leading the whole world, he is the king, he is going to execute so many plans, and naturally it's not going to be easy. So many people are going to criticize, fight against him. So Prabhupada writes, that any responsible executive agent at the top of administration has to tolerate different types of onslaughts. And very wonderfully writes, different types of onslaughts from the very person from whom he works. From the very persons for whom he works. So Parikshit Maharaj will be like them in the point of equanimity of mind. So many people criticize, Prabhupada gives the example of Brahmaji. Brahmaji made the creation and everything as per him was so perfect, everything is perfect, Prabhupada writes here. But Brahmaji was criticized even by the gopis. Who are the gopis? The highest perfectional devotees of the Lord. The gopis were dissatisfied with the work of Brahmaji. What kind of creation is this? Because Lord Brahma, as creator of this particular universe, created eyelids which obstructed their seeing Lord Krishna. They could not tolerate a moment's blinking of the eyes, for it kept them from seeing their beloved Lord Krishna. So what to speak of others? Even the highest perfectional devotees are criticizing Brahmaji. What to speak of others who are naturally very critical of every action of a responsible man? So Prabhupada says, this child will be like grandfather Yudhishthira Maharaj of Brahma in the equanimity of mind. And he will be munificent like Lord Shiva. And further he continues to say that this child will be almost as good as Lord Shri Krishna by following in his footsteps. This child will be almost as good as Lord Krishna by following in his footsteps. That's a wonderful thing. Just by following the instructions of Krishna and his representatives as per given in the Shastras, not try to contaminate by our own intellect, our own logic and our own reasoning, which just is limited to the material world. If we follow the instruction of Krishna, Prabhupada says one develops the same qualities as Krishna. Prabhupada writes here in the purport that one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities by the Lord's intimate association. Just because he is agreed to surrender, take protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, keeping behind his own whimsical desires and exploitative nature, this surrender gives him that all the godly qualities, whatever can manifest to the maximum extent. So Parikshit Maharaj will be endowed with all the qualities just because he has taken shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So by following in his footsteps, by continuous absorption in him, he will develop all the godly qualities. And thus, continues to go further description of the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. This child will be the father of the kings who will be like sages. For world peace and for the sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of the upstarts and quarrelsome. And thus we see Parikshit Maharaj's qualities are being glorified. Because he has taken shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Rath Mahabhagavat, one who has connection with the Pandavas, he has become a glorified leader. And thus he has taken full responsibility upon himself, as given in this purport of today, of maintaining the Brahmanical culture, of leading a civilization to the progressive path of Krishna consciousness, and not contaminating by his own whimsical desires. Same thing I was discussing in the last class also, that Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj also exhibits this quality. Prabhupada writes there in the one of the chapters in Bhagavatam. He says, Yudhishthira Maharaj was perfectly following the infallible authority of Bhishma Dev and Supreme Lord Krishna without any personal motives or any manufactured ideologies. As a perfect representative, no manufactured ideology, no personal motive. Because our mind and intelligence is contaminated by the modes of this world, so we have to follow as it is. And thus following as it is the instructions, and following the instructions, so Prabhupada has given us this basic formula which we all implement in our society. We have certain basic formula that get up in the morning, do Mangal Arati, chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the association of Vaishnavas, all the five principles are in the holy place, in the association of Vaishnavas, chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam very attentively. Thus, when one very sincerely follows with the right attitude, submissive attitude, these instructions given by the sages, by the acharyas, and very submissively opens his ear to these instructions, he automatically starts neglecting all the other sound vibrations of this world. Because this world is full of so many subject matters, which are all the time disturbing us. All the time trying to deviate us, trying to pull us in different directions. So many sound vibrations, so many statements, so many theologies, so many theories, so many things are disturbing us. But when one very submissively opens his ear and faithfully renders hearing to such subject matters submissively, automatically he becomes indifferent to all that has been said in the whole mundane creation. all the mundane subject matters, all the deviations, all the philosophies. And it becomes one-pointed, fixed, like Parikshit Maharaj, who was always searching for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parikshit, who was always looking, where is Supreme Personality of God Krishna? And because of such a touch with Lord Krishna, all the good qualities manifest in him. And thus, he manifests, he becomes the protector of surrendered souls. He becomes as good as Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in maintaining the culture and thus leading the whole society gradually on this progressive path of back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So, I'd like to end here. So, any corrections or comments? Otherwise, you can. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrind ki jai. I like to beg forgiveness if I offended someone or spoke too much beyond my realizations. Hare Krishna.